This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. NATO foreign ministers are gathering for a two-day meeting in Bucharest, Romania, with their focus on providing more help for Ukraine in its war with Russia, now in its 10th month. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba attended the NATO meeting in Bucharest and met with reporters alongside NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, who he thanked for all the help NATO has supplied Ukraine already.
The last time I was invited to the NATO ministerial, I came with three words, which were weapons, weapons, and weapons. And a lot has been done since then in helping Ukraine to equip our army with necessary weapons. These weapons help us to liberate our territories, to save people from torture. So I would like to thank you and the alliance as a coordinating force that allowed necessary weapons to make it to Ukraine. Today, I have three different wars, three other wars, which are faster, faster, and faster.
Kuleba also said his country needs transformers and generators to help repair Ukraine's infrastructure, devastated by targeted attacks from Russia over the past month. For its part, the United States Tuesday announced a $53 million package to support purchase of power grid equipment for Ukraine to help repair the damaged energy system, which left millions in the dark and with no heating. In a statement, the U.S. State Department said the equipment will be rapidly delivered to Ukraine on an emergency basis to help Ukrainians persevere through the winter. The chief of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, was also at the meeting in Bucharest Tuesday, and from his official Twitter account reported he also met with Ukraine's foreign minister. Grossi posted a picture of himself and Kuleba, adding the IAEA will strengthen its presence at all nuclear power facilities in Ukraine. This is VOA News.